Good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, sir?
No.
No, okay, thank you. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president? Definitely going
Definitely.
To vote, probably?
Definitely. Definitely.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
Hispanic, yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, what is your race? You say Hispanic, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me your age?
68.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns so people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 is somewhat, and a 0 if it's not important at all to you, okay? You can use any number between 0 to 10. First issue is protecting Social Security and Medicare from 0 to 10. What number?
I'll say about 8.
Okay. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
What number? 10. And addressing immigration and border issues? What number?
10.
And fighting inflation and improving the economy?
I'll say 10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now moving right along. And now thinking about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community? What's your opinion?
Worse.
Better?
Worse.
Worse? Okay.
Worse.
And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same?
Not about the same.
No, I'm sorry. Let me read it once again. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Oh, worse.
Worse, okay, thank you. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. Cigarettes, opiates and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, cannabis and other ecstasy and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, vaping, alcohol. Can you select two? Do you think having the most negative impact?
I'd say alcohol.
Yes, sir.
And say crack and heroin, whatever,
Yeah, the heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
Yeah. Yes.
Now,
yes.
I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree, sir, that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, can you please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product? Oral nicotine pouches. Very, somewhat, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
And heat, not burn tobacco products. Very, somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, and e-cigarettes or vapes? Same question.
Very familiar.
Somewhat or very?
Very familiar.
Very familiar with that. Okay, thank you. Moving right along. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Now, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, introducing of the smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market, or more education in anti-tobacco advertising, or more government restrictions and bans? What do you think is the reason?
The last one, the government involvement.
More government restrictions? Okay. Yeah. I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Can you please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? First statement, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support the efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine pouches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Now, second statement, while it might be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely in getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine pouches and prescription medications. Now, which one do you agree with more? First one or second?
Number two.
Thank you. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Much more harmful, some are more, some are less, or much more harmful?
I say somewhat more harmful.
Somewhat more, okay. And I'm going to read you real quick some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of a smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Can you please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree, and a 0 means you do not agree at all. You may use any number between 0 to 10, depends how you feel. Now, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they cannot or do not want to quit tobacco or nicotine altogether. For 0 to 10, one number.
8.
Okay. And opiates are killing 100,000 Americans a year. And the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times as many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that is already being used in our country to combat opium, used in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. For 0 to 10.
I'd say probably 8 to 9.
Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Now, policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and a large-scale public health companies on the dangers of smoking are working, but are so less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce smoke rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, I appreciate your patience on the line. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you once again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
What did you say? Tobacco?
Yeah. In the past 30 years, have you used pipe tobacco, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And he not burned tobacco products, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No. No.
Cigarettes?
No.
And cigars?
Yes.
And e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Thank you, sir. Now, switching gears a little bit so we can finish. The last few questions are for statistical purpose only. What is the last years of schooling that you have completed? High school graduates or college? College graduate? Postgraduate?
From college.
Thank you, sir. Are you married or married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle class.
Thank you, sir. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you, sir. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir, very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.